Western United are sitting currently fourth on the table in the Hyundai A-League. Not the Hyundai A-League anymore. It's the, whatever it's called, A-League. I've forgotten his name. Regardless, they're fourth. They're going all right. They've got a game in hand, too, on the top two teams as well, which might put them, would put them equal if they can get a win. And that's going to be the next game against Melbourne City, which is going to be a big clash. I wonder what John Aloisi thinks about how they're tracking just at the moment. John, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Happy New Year to you, by the way. We haven't spoken to you since we've come back on air. It's going okay for your boys. How are you seeing it?
Yeah, it's going quite well. It's been a bit disruptive the last... probably haven't spoken to you because we only played one game the last 4 weeks.
So, yeah, that's true.
It's been a difficult period, you know, due to a lot of the boys being out with COVID and a lot of other teams. But... we played our first game after 4 weeks against Wellington. Disappointed we didn't get the result that we thought we deserved, but we're building and we keep on improving. So, we're looking forward to this clash against City because it'll be a cracker. They're a great side and still one of the best teams in the comp, if not, they won it last year, obviously. And we feel that it's going to be a good test for us.
So there's a bit of data going around these days, John, about the influence that COVID's having on athletes and the challenges that some of them are facing, not all, but some of them are facing in getting back to fitness and full health. Have you had any challenges with any of your players that have had it and not come back quite as well as they would have liked?
Well, we've noticed that it does take, at first everyone's saying that, 7 days after coming out of the isolation, the players should be okay. But we've felt it's taken at least a couple of weeks after that. We've had our heart rate monitors and checked how quick they recover, how they're feeling. The players felt really fatigued after the Wellington game. It's taken quite a few days to get over that game. But the ones that got it earlier have recovered better. So, I think it takes at least 3 weeks. They haven't had any serious issues in terms of, feeling like they're sick again, but fitness-wise, it's taken a bit of time to get back.
And John, we often talk in sport about momentum and how you can have it, and then you can certainly not have it. In the case of you guys, where you're sitting inside the top four, but as you said, you've only played once in a month, how do you as manager keep them focused, keep that momentum rolling, keep the confidence levels high?
Oh, I think the important thing is that our intensity in training, as long as you keep that at a high level all the time and making sure that, the boys are doing the right things there and that, in training, you're competitive and once the games come along, you're ready for it. So, I think that that hasn't been an issue. You like to play game in, game out, week in, week out, but, the other teams are in the same situation as us. So we won't look at that as an excuse. We'll look at it as that, we've had some good training time on the track and that we're prepared for the next game now.
So do you train them harder? Do you do more sort of scratch match type of things at training to keep the intensity there? Have you tried anything sort of elaborate to make sure that they're sharp when you do play games?
Yeah, nothing too elaborate, but you've got more time to work on your game style and your structures. And then also we did do 11v11, game scenarios and because, a lot of them hadn't had any 11v11 full pitch, for about 3 weeks. So you have to get that back into their legs. And you do. And then, you make it as competitive as possible because, there's, like any elite athlete, they want to win. Doesn't matter if it's in training or if it's an official game. So that's what you try and do and try and instill that into them each day at training.
And what as the calendar now, you talked about missing games and COVID and all that sort of stuff. Does the calendar get a bit congested now for you?
Yep, it will. It's probably going to be announced today. I'll tell you guys before everyone else knows, but we're going to be playing City on Saturday and then we'll play the following Tuesday. So in Sydney against MacArthur, who is the top or third top at the moment. So, yeah, we've got a quick turnaround and it's going to be... It's going to be hectic for us, and then we'll play the following Saturday, and then they might even throw another midweek in there for us, just for good measure. So, but we're prepared for it. There's going to be a lot of rotations within the side because we know that some players probably will struggle to back up 72 hours later.
So, and in terms of matchups this weekend against Melbourne City, how do you see the two teams faring from a system perspective against each other? Are you bullish about the way that you can find holes through them, or that you can stop them scoring?
Yeah, look, they're a tough side. We played against them three times in pre-season, so we know each other pretty well. We played each other early on in the season. You know, we were fortunate to get the win there, but that's the only game they've lost. So, you know, they're going to be wanting to come out and put that to bed. But, you know, we believe that if we play at our best that we can get the result we want. You know, they won their last game against the Mariners. So it's going to be a great matchup, a good test. They have some players out, you know, due to national team duty. And, but, you know, they've got a very big squad and a lot of depth. So it's going to be a tough one for us.
What are you liking from your team at the moment, John? Obviously, you haven't been manager for long, but, you know, some of the things that you feel like, yep, this is an Aloisi-managed team that you're liking seeing, and where do you think the improvement still needs to come? I mean, you're obviously doing pretty well to be where you are, but I'm sure, as every manager does, they want to be better.
Yeah, of course. You know, you always want to get better. Look, I'm liking that the boys are being brave. They want to try and, you know, play through the opposition, you know, under pressure. They're not, you know, hiding away from, because sometimes it's tough when the team's pressing you all the time and trying to play through that pressure. You know, it's easy just to kick the ball long, and but our boys are being brave and trying to stick to our playing style. So, you know, that's always good. We do need to improve a little bit in the final third. We're creating a lot of chances, but just sometimes that calmness in front of goal or that final pass is letting us down. But we're working hard on that, and that will definitely come because the chances that we're creating are there.
One of the other things I wanted to ask you about is in a market where there are now three teams in Melbourne, and the three Melbourne teams are actually in the top four, how much of it is obviously winning, and that's obvious, but the idea also of playing an entertaining brand of football. We talked to Dave Hussey from the Melbourne Stars earlier in the week from a cricket perspective, and he often talks about playing an entertaining brand that people want to go and watch and relate to. Can you take us through that balance from a football perspective?
Yeah, look, the style of football that I like my team to play and we like to play is attacking brand. And, you know, I believe that will give you results anyway. So that's, you know, that doesn't change. Yeah, we want to entertain the crowd, but it's more about, you know, playing to the way our structures, you know, have been put in place. And that will end up being, you know, good attacking brand of football, and that will get you good results and you'll win games. And you're right, well, you know, Melbourne City are a great side to watch. Melbourne Victory are a great side to watch. And so are we at the moment. So, you know, we're fortunate here in Melbourne. We've got three good teams that are up near the top, challenging, and let's hope it stays that way to the end of the season.
Yeah, hopefully, absolutely. That's what we want. We'd love to see. What about the national duties? You talked about that before. We just digress a little bit. Australia taking on Vietnam tonight at Amy Park. No, Graham Arnold, firstly. I mean, the coach is caught up in the whole quarantine and COVID situation at the moment. And poor old Aziz Bajic was supposed to be coming from Turkey to be a part of this and got stuck in a blizzard at the airport and missed his flight.
No, I didn't even know that one. That's not a good one. It's look. That's the world we're living in at the moment, isn't it? If it's not COVID, it's a blizzard. It's keeping you out of action. It's a massive game for us. We need to win at home against Vietnam. We need to win that one. I'm sure we will. It's going to be a great atmosphere at Amy Park. I know there's no Graham Arnold there, but I'm sure he'll have his fingerprints over everything. He'll be chatting away to all the coaches. He'll be on Zoom. I wouldn't even be surprised if he's yelling at the players over Zoom. So I'm looking forward to that one, but it's a big one for us. We need to win because, you know, we don't want to be playing Uruguay in a playoff. No.
We've been there, John. We've been there before.
It can get nerve-wracking.
Not for you,
it can. But it can get exhilarating as well, John.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, that's tonight at Amy Park at 8 p.m. Of course, the Matildas in action against Thailand at 1 a.m. tonight or early tomorrow morning as part of their Asian Cup campaign, which they look to be in full control of at the moment, John.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, you expect them to get through the group stages comfortably, and they have. It's when it gets deeper into the tournament and you have to play the likes of Japan and Korea. But I feel that this Matilda squad, this is our best side that we've had, and this is a side that can go all the way and win it and prepare nicely for the Women's World Cup in 2023, which will be held here in Australia. So you know, it's great seeing him play so well, scoring a lot of goals, and, you know, who doesn't love watching Sam Kerr score those goals?
Yeah, no, that's a good point, a very good point. Western United, Melbourne City FC, we'd like to see some goals in that one, and from your perspective, hopefully in the green and the black of Western United. Looking forward to seeing it all unfold this weekend, John. Appreciate your time as always. Go well.
Thanks again, boys.